Ninth graders Priscilla Martinez, Araceli Rodriguez, and Nora White are a motley multi-ethnic crew of young scientists.
Because I'm Native American and Hispanic.
I'm Mexican.
I am extremely white.
The three girls can be found hanging out in their old middle school science laboratory. They say this place is their home, where they come to explore their passions.
Yep. We come during the summer.
Sometimes on weekends, depending on how the experimentation's going.
Yep.
They've been experimenting on earthworms, whose tissue is almost identical to human mouth tissue.
Up here is a picture of the epidermal tissue of the healthy worm.
They've introduced chewing tobacco to some of the creatures, looking to see if any tumors or edemal swelling would take place.
Happened a lot faster than what we expected.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you get to see the tumors, and they're pretty gross.
Within a mere 8 hours, the worms began to mutate.
That is the tobacco, an unhealthy coloring, and there's also some epidermal swelling and anomalies that are already occurring.
And you see how here it gets darker, which means it's decaying, it's malforming, mm-hmm. and becoming more diseased. And you could tell where the blood has been coming to pool. And then this is on reproductive tract. Right here, you could tell that there's really big discoloration.
After hearing about the E-Cyber Mission Science Competition to develop solutions to real-world issues in one's community, Araceli says they just looked around at the behaviors and habits of some of their peers, and a light bulb went off.
Teenagers are being more influenced to use chewing tobacco because mostly you see those infomercials about the smoking, but they never really show anything about the chewing tobacco.
According to the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Council, chewing tobacco contains 28 cancer-causing agents, and 70% of people who use it develop serious precancerous mouth sores. Priscilla is from Taos, Puebla, where the traditional herb from the Daisy family, cota, is used as a cure-all.
We gather it yearly. It's just used a lot for, like, mouth sores, the toothaches. When your teeth are coming in, it really hurts. You drink the tea, and it helps take down the pain. And it's known for a lot of different uses already, so we wanted to see if we could find more uses to it.
The potent herb was given as a concentrated tea to the earthworms in the experimental test group.
Well, in theory, it would work because the antioxidants inside of the cota flower, lutulin and cumarin, were rumored to have anti-tumor properties. In the hypothesis, we expected the tumors to go down, but when it actually happened, it was like an aha moment, and it was really exciting.
Within 24 hours, the results were in.
We learned that the cota, when fed to the worms with tumors from tobacco, reduced the tumors by 90%.
When some of their classmates saw those results,
it really grossed them out. Like, it grossed me out, for one, but I'm not a chewer, so, yeah, no.
People who chew tobacco have seen these pictures and heard about their reactions and rethought what they're doing to themselves.
I know someone that does it, and then afterwards they were just like, nope, not going to do it anymore, nope. And they just stopped, and I was like, okay.
Change their viewpoint on it.
Priscilla, Araceli, and Nora won a spot as finalists in the E-Cyber Mission competition.
Finding out that we had placed for nationals, I was so happy that I was in my gym class, and I started rolling backwards on the floor.
I was so happy I cried.
I was just shocked, so I was like, whoa.
The team has their sights set on eventually marketing the herb to the masses. The cota plant grows like a weed in arid climates, requiring little water or cultivation. The girls believe it could be a cheaper option for people with mouth cancers.
If we do get it FDA approved, we can market it and make it available for people all around the world.
So a person could potentially ingest some sort of supplement with cota and either cure or reduce their tumor and mouth cancer, which is an amazing way to go. It's something we really want to do.
Even though we're still high school students, we're coming up with ways to cure a commonly occurring effect on the community. People constantly becoming addicted to the chewing tobacco, so being able to help them at least in a way, it's pretty amazing.
Priscilla, Nora, and Araceli are one of 16 teams from across the U.S. who travel to Washington, D.C. this weekend to present their findings at the E-Cyber Mission Finals event. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels reporting in Taos.